One. Tonight's guest stars on The West That Wasn't, Charles Daggs and Ed Boop.
You insulted my name. Come out, Clayton Rogers. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna drill you so full of holes.
That's what you think, you big, bad, vulture-eyed kook.
I'm gonna shoot you. I'll shoot you so full of holes you'll be dead in a dead doornail.
If you kill me, John McQuincy, if you kill me, I vow, I swear, that I will come back and finish you off.
I don't believe in that old superstition. You better take your last look around, because it's the last time you're going to be seeing the good mother. Goodbye, Clayton Rogers.
West That Wasn't. Created by Christian Doherty. We are all sorry to see our dear friend Clayton Rogers going. He was such a dear, kind soul. Our very deepest sympathies go to this great man. As the prophet told me, the man who murdered Clayton Rogers, Clayton will return to kill his murderer. The sheriff of our fine town has this to say. Sheriff Haper. Sheriff?
I have the deepest sympathies to Mrs. Clayton Rogers for the death of her beloved husband. But I would suggest that no one go after the murderer of Clayton Rogers.
Why not, Sheriff?
He is a dangerous man if he could kill such a gunman
as
Clayton.
Are you going after him, Sheriff?
No, this is federal business, not local business.
If that's all the Sheriff has to say, then I think this funeral has terminated. Thank you, Sheriff Haper. And now, my dear souls who have gathered together in this church, I wish you a good night and happy dreams.
Hi, Sheriff. How's life been in this town of yours since I murdered that skunk Clayton Rogers?
Well, I it's been pretty good life around here, but it's a pretty cheap town.
Cheap town, eh? Well, what's this rumor about Clayton Rogers coming back, hey, Sheriff?
It's just a silly superstition about some ghost.
That's what I'd say. That's what I said. Well, you'll get the rest of your money tomorrow, Sheriff. I'll see to that.
That's good.
All you gotta do is keep your big mouth shut and don't tell no one about this. All right?
All right, I swear on the Holy Bible I won't.
Swearing is nothing to you. The Bible means nothing. Nothing! Now, if you cross me, I swear I shoot you right between the eyes. I shoot your feet off from underneath you. I'll make you look worse than I made Clayton Rogers look. You understand that, Sheriff?
I understand.
And you better not try anything, you fat tub of lard. I'm going now, Sheriff. But I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye. Sheriff thought he was faster than me. Trying to gun me behind the back. What a dishonest scoundrel. Thought he could shoot me in the back. Well, I showed him. I'm gonna go back to my hotel now. See you, Pete, Larry. I'll see you around. Oh, what a dark and gloomy night. Just a night for ghosts to appear. Well, it's time I went home to sleep. Yes.
Luke McQuincy.
Yeah, Luke, that's me. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Luke McQuincy.
Well, I know that voice. It's my old friend Clayton Rogers. I killed him. No, I'm just drunk. That's all it is. Do it. I'm drunk. He's not here. I'm just imagining it.
Luke McQuincy, I'm here. Clayton Rogers, coming to kill you, Luke.
Now, get away from me. Shut up your damn bells. No. Get the hell away from me. You're dead. I killed you yesterday.
I've come to kill you, my dear friend. I told you I'd vow to come back and kill you.
You're not gonna kill me.
You die anyway, mister.
Quick, gun around.
You die anyway, Mr. McQuincy. You see, you killed the sheriff of this fine old town.
What does it have to do with it?
What does it have to do with it?
Yes, what does it have to do with it? I killed you! I kill him! I kill everyone! It's all a trick. You want to get a confession out of me?
Confession. When you die, who will they know who did it? Nobody. I'm dead.
I'm getting out of here. I'm just drunk. I'm imagining you.
Maybe you are. Maybe you aren't.
I'm leaving.
I swear, Mr. McQuincy, by tomorrow night at midnight, you will hang by the neck until you are dead. And Mr. McQuincy, may the Lord have mercy on your soul.
No.
Goodbye, Luke McQuincy. Goodbye. West, that wasn't.
Oh, what a hangover. I dreamt that ago. Last night, I think I'll take a drink in the bar. Relieve me of my troubles.
What do you have, Shh? What do you have, Luke?
I have a glass of 100-proof whiskey.
100-proof whiskey.
That's right. And I'll have some for my friend over here, too. Whoever he may be.
You look sick. I better give it to you right now.
I met a ghost last night.
Charlie Throwmouth.
No, wait. Hey, you, what I offered a drink to? Hey!
Get out of there, you! Dirty rat! Get out of there!
Well, I hope I get my drink now.
You...
All right. Well, you stranger who helped me. Yep. Well, I want to know if you want to stick with me. For you see, I need some help.
What kind of help do you need?
Someone's gunning for me, yes.
Someone's gunning for you. Who may this someone be?
I don't think you need to know that.
All right.
Now,
listen.
What are they building the gallows out there for? And who are they gonna hang in this town?
I don't know.
Oh, I wonder who. Hey, why the hell are those bells ringing again? They were ringing last night.
Come, Luke. What bells?
Whose bells? Don't you hear them?
What bells? You're mad.
Oh, don't you hear the bells?
Come, Luke.
Don't you hear that voice?
What voice?
No. The ghost, he's returned. He's come to take me.
You've had too much.
Come, Luke.
You better get out. You just had too much whiskey.
No, come on.
Come, Luke, McQuincy.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go.
Come to be hanged.
No, I'm not going. No.
Come.
Yeah, all right. I'll go.
Why are you driving yourself to the gallows? Get back here. Don't hang yourself.
I have to hang myself. But I don't want to.
Come, Luke. Come.
Those bells are driving me crazy. Anything.
Stop.
Anything to get away from the bells.
Stop. Don't hang yourself.
I gotta hang myself. The bells are crying.
Cut the rope behind your neck.
Yes, I'll put it on.
Cut the rope around your neck, Lou.
Yes. I'll hang myself. I have to. The bells are driving me crazy.
And so Luke McQuincy, a man who killed Clayton Rogers, hangs by the neck until he is dead. Hey, do you know why he hanged himself?
I don't know. I think he was fooled up on booze or something.
Crazy, that's what they say he was.
They say he saw a ghost.
No one goes out.
Crazy, saw a ghost.
Heard bells ringing. Heard bells.
Bells in the middle of the day.
Why the people that night didn't hear one single bell?
No ghost voice.
Hey, you really think there are ghosts?
Nah, I don't think there are no ghosts.
Yeah, probably just his imagination. Ghosts, who would believe them? But if only the people knew what happened that night, what really happened that night, if they only knew what the wild Old West was like.
West, That Wasn't, starring Christian Doherty, Ed Booth, Charles Daggs, Tom Soder, Phil Crater. Produced by Christian Doherty. Directed by Paul Smith. Written by Ed Booth. Copyright 1969 by ACD Enterprises. Product of Dry Gulch.